Mr. Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
All right, here we go. Welcome back, podcast world. I'm your host, Rasta Jeff. This is episode 834 of the Grow From Your Heart podcast. I've got a great episode lined up for us. In today's show, I'm going to give away free seeds. Hang out, we'll talk more about those free seeds later on in the episode. I do want to remind you once again about the Dude Grows Growers Cup. That's right, June 1st in La Porte, Colorado, the Dude Grows crew is throwing the Dude Grows Growers Cup. Come hang out. The Dude Grows crew will be there. The Irie Army will be there. Team Irie Genetics will be there. I invite you to join us at the Dude Grows Growers Cup. Make sure you check dgccup.com for all of the information. And another reminder, anybody that shows up at the Dude Grows Growers Cup on June 1st wearing any Irie Genetics or Irie Army merchandise will receive a free gift. That's right. If you've got Irie gear on, show up to my booth. Come say hi. Come introduce yourself. Show me your gear, and I will give you a free gift. Also, even if you're not wearing merch or gear, show up. Come say hi. Introduce yourself. Give me a high five, a fist bump, a handshake, a hug, whatever you're into. Stop by the booth and introduce yourself. I'm all about meeting new friends, saying hi to old friends. Show up at the Dude Grows Cup and do not be shy. You don't have to buy anything. You don't have to be wearing gear. You can come simply for a fist bump, a high five. You can come smell the weed we've got on the table that doesn't cost anything. Show up to the Dude Grows Growers Cup and say hello. Introduce yourself. I don't want to get on social media later and hear people talk about, I saw you at the booth. It looked like you were busy. Bro, I was busy, but I'm never too busy to make new friends at the Dude Grows Cup. So stop by the booth. Also, you may be asking, how can I get those t-shirts so that I can get that free gift at the Dude Grows Cup at the Irie Genetics booth? Those t-shirts, they are very easy to acquire. Go to my website, iriegenetics.com. Irie, it's a Jamaican word. It means to feel super blessed, powerful, and positive. Feeling Irie. So it's iriegenetics.com. That is the website. There is a tab on that website that says merch. If you click on that merch, guess what you'll find? Merch, brah. There will be t-shirts. There will be hats. There will be rolling trays if there's still any left. There's a lot of good merch there at the Irie Genetics merch tab. Go check out the merch. Get a shirt. Wear it to the Dude Grows Growers Cup. And guess what? Free seats, bro. All right, I feel like I've covered most of the business. Now, I do have one brand new important announcement to make. That's right. We are approaching the month of April. This episode will come out just before the start of April. That means that it is time for the April sale on iriedirect.com. That's right. There's also a link to iriedirect on iriegenetics.com. They'll both get you to the seeds if you're looking. Just click around, poke around, you will get there. But iriedirect.com is the website for the beans. I am going to start that 420 sale on April 1st. So make sure you hit iriedirect.com. Go see the new sale pricing. I'm going to add a few new things as well. There will be a few new 5-packs on there. Some things will only be available in 5-packs. I've seen that some of the 5-packs are more desirable for some of you. So some things will be available in 5-packs. And there will be brand new items. What will there be, Rasta Jeff? What? There will be some new stuff. Something called April O'Neil. What? What is April O'Neil? That is Indiana bubblegum to blueberry cookies. Oh, yeah. Then what is the other brand new one? That is the Baxter Stockman. Baxter Stockman is the grape candy to the blueberry cookies. Two amazing new strains. Those are a continuation of a series that I did a while back. So the collectors will be after those. There will be a limited number of those available on the website. I will reserve a few packs, a very limited number of packs for the Dude Grows Cup, but these will drop April 1st on the website. Pay attention. Patreon members will get a newsletter about it. The folks on the newsletter will get another newsletter about it. I will advertise on social media. These seeds will go quickly. So pay attention for April O'Neil and Baxter Stockman to drop April 1st on iriedirect.com as part of the 420 sale. All right, I've been rambling for a long time. I feel like we've covered a lot of business here at the top of today's podcast. We are going to skip the pet peeve section because I want to make sure to cover a few grow questions in today's episode. Earlier, I mentioned my website, iriegenetics.com. At the top of that website, there is a tab that says Grow Help. If you click on that Grow Help tab, that gives you the opportunity to tell us a few things about your grow. We ask questions like, what strain are you growing? Are you growing indoors or outdoors? Are you using HPS or metal halide light? We ask a few basic questions to give me an idea of how to answer the question that you're going to ask. Then at the bottom, we give you plenty of opportunity to type in great detail about the issue that is happening in your grow room. If you send a question to that Grow Help tab, and I do read your question here on the podcast, I will send you a coupon code for a free pack of seeds off of iReadDirect.com. Today's first question came from a person who wants to be called Derod Guy. I think that's how you say that. That's how I'm going to say it. We're just going to call you D for now, so I don't have to keep saying your name wrong. Big shout out to my new friend D. D's question goes a little bit like this. It says, "Yo, Rasta Jeff, I love your content." Well, that's a great way to start off an email, my dude. Thank you for the compliment. I love the support, so it goes both ways. Thank you, bro. It says, "I am living here in Prohibition Land, and I have to grow covertly." Yes, you be very careful out there in Prohibition Land. And the person that wrote this is a hypothetical character, does not really exist. I don't even exist. My name's not Rasta Jeff, so this is all fictional. This is just hypothetical. It goes on, it says, "Maybe, possibly, hypothetically, I currently am growing in a small portion of a closet. So I have used 1 and 2 gallon pots." That makes sense. You got the small space, so you'd run smaller pots. That's a good logical decision there. Then here is where we come to a great question. It says, "By limiting the size of the plant, am I also limiting the potency? I must say that the flower I've gotten so far has been pretty good, but not great. Do I have to let her grow to her full potential?" That's a really good question. So if you're running in a small space, you've got small pots, you're going to grow smaller plants. Are those plants going to reach their full potential? Or are you limiting yourself on potency was the main part of the question here. I really don't think so. I think that as long as you let that plant finish its full flowering cycle, those hormones and that trichome development is what you are going for. So I really don't think you are limiting yourself by running small plants. Honestly, I don't think so. My first question, though, is are you running from seed or are you going from clones? That may make a difference. Those clones are technically the age of whichever plant they were cut from. So I know that that blows some people's minds when I say that. Let's think about that for a minute. You've got a mother plant that is, we'll say, 3 months old, right? It's this tall. It's 3 months old. It's got some bush to it. You cut clones from it. Those clones are the age of that plant. They're 3 months old when you cut them. So in 3 months, that clone is technically a 6 month old plant. In all technicality. I know that sounds wild. So perhaps those smaller plants, even if the hormones and the and everything wasn't developed properly in your smaller plants, if you're running from a clone, it technically already is all there. It's the age of that original plant, like I've been talking about. So if you're running clones, it definitely shouldn't be an issue at all. Seeds, as long as you veg them up for a couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, and then flip, it sounds like you got plenty of time to do that. They should be fully developed and give you a great outcome. As long as you let them flower long enough, that may be something that you're missing. And it sounds like you're also kind of, if you're running in a small, tight space like this, you might be a new grower. Don't expect that first crop to be amazing and impressive. That's the one you learned on. Figure out what you don't like about it, figure out how to improve on that, and then work from there and make it better next time. What's going on in the room? How is the VPD? How's the circulation? How is the light quality? The light quality is going to have a lot to do with it. You can't put a really powerful light in that small space, but put as much light as you possibly can in there. The most efficient, the proper spectrum, get a good light in there. How's the air? That's the VPD basically. How's your feeding? What are you feeding? How often did you feed? How was the pH and the EC of each feeding? Did you make every feeding and every watering to that plant count? Was it all strategery or was it just done kind of willy-nilly? That'll make a difference in your next grow. Did you take a lot of notes? Do you know what you did last time so that you can look back and say, this seems to have worked. This right here was an experiment, might have thrown me off. We can do that better. Maybe take notes on future grows. My next notes to myself are, I run small plants a lot when I'm doing new projects. So let's just say I just bred a bunch of new seeds and I want to see what those seeds have created. I'll run a bunch of tiny plants just so I could see what they look like. Instead of growing them big and tall and wasting time, I'll run them real small. And I've come out with really satisfactory results from just little tiny plants. There may have only been just a couple of blunts or a few fat joints or something to smoke out of that. Excuse me for the throat clearing, by the way. I'm just trying to keep moving, keep my train of thought here. There may have been little plants that gave me just a few bong rips or a couple of fat joints to smoke, but we definitely enjoyed every rip and every puff of that. And it was quality. It was potent. It tasted good. And I feel like it did come to its full potential, even though it was a little tiny plant. And those smaller plants, the advantage of those smaller plants, of course, you've got to do small plants. You're in a small space. But smaller plants is less time for potential problems. Just think about anything. If you're doing anything for less time, you've got less potential for things to go wrong. So if you're just running vegging for 3 weeks, a little tiny plant, while I'm over here vegging for 8 weeks, I got five more weeks for spider mites to sneak in, for powdery mildew to pop up, something like that to happen. You're harvested 5 weeks ahead of me before I've even thought of harvesting because I'm still vegging. So yeah, you're going to get more crops per year with that short veg time with small plants, and you may run into smaller problems. The only thing it sounds like you need to work on is diagnose the problems which are not which are making your cannabis not meet your expectations, and then improve from there. My friend D, thank you for the great question. I do appreciate this. Make sure you check your email because you've got a coupon code for a free pack of seeds on iredirect.com. All right, this next question that popped up is a breeding question. This one came from somebody that we are going to call NBC. You know who you are, NBC. Make sure you check your email because you've got a coupon code for a free pack of seeds from iredirect.com. The message goes, hey, Rasta Jeff, I love your podcast, specifically the ones that feature breeding information. Well, here you go, because you've got a good breeding question, and thank you for listening to the show. I do love your support as well. It says, I have a question about breeding specifically. Since I know that you do this for a living, I figure you would be the best person to ask. Bro, I do it for a living, but before that, I do it for sanity. I do it out of passion. I do it because I am strongly compelled to do so. Even if you stopped buying the seeds, if nobody followed me on social media, if the world went blackout and everybody disappeared and all I had was a grow light and some seeds, I would still grow and breed. This would all still happen. So I do it for a living, but I also do it just out of necessity, or I might blow up. If I didn't breed and smoke a bunch of good ganja and produce and create good seeds, I might just spontaneously combust. Anyway, but thank you for noticing, and here we go. It says, I will be starting a breeding project very soon, and I want to know if it is better to have the male grow directly next to the female and create seeds the old-fashioned way, or is it just as viable to gather the pollen, store it, and then pollinate the females later on down the line? Have you noticed reduced seed numbers or lack of viability from storing then pollinating, or is it same? All right, this is a very good question, and I understand this very strongly. Perfect timing equals more seeds. That's the first thing that I wrote. So the better you can time it, the more seeds you will produce. And I would recommend just getting the pollen straight from the plant onto the females, because gathering it, storing it, that reduces viability maybe by a small percent. But you can just get it straight from the plant onto the other plants without storing it. If that is possible, that's what I would recommend. But it is all about the timing as the main ingredient here. Let me get more in detail about the timing. If you put the boy and the girl in the room at the same time, just a male plant and a female plant, and don't do anything, they will make seeds. Just the timing of nature, the timing of these plants, one may be a longer flower plant, one may be shorter, but it will work out. There will be viable pistils when pollen is available. That will happen. But sometimes if you put certain plants in ahead of time, then put the male in, or put the male in and put the females in at certain times, then you will achieve much higher seed production. Now, the examples that I always use in this situation, two plants that I breed with quite often are the Platinum Tangy plant. The Platinum Tangy plant is the mom to the Sunkiss, the mom to the Orange Gasm, the mom to the Tangy Ripper. And then on the other side, we've got the Strawberry Fields plant. That is the mom to Strawberry Starburst, the Red Pill. What else have we done with that? There's a bunch of stuff that came from that one. Anyway, let's stay focused. So that Sunkiss plant prefers to receive pollen between days 21 and 26-ish. Like, I'm saying ish. I've done it indoors, outdoors. There's a window there. But that's about a week. That 21 to 26-day window there is when that Orange Gasm, or the Sunkiss plant, the Platinum Tangy, wants that pollen the most. I know I said a bunch of different strains there. My brain skips when we think about strains. Platinum Tangy is the strain. So that Platinum Tangy wants the pollen around day 21 to 26, but the Strawberry Fields plant, that one wants its pollen around day 28 to day 35-ish. So if I put the male in the room and let everybody go at the same time, I will get a minimal amount of seeds from both of them. However, if I put that Strawberry Fields plant in the room a week ahead, get it pollinating, put that Platinum Tangy plant in the room a week later, get it growing, get it flowering, get a bunch of pistils on it. Then if I bring in that male when he's already got a bunch of pollen on him and shake him, that's when I'm going to get the maximum amount of seeds. The other option, of course, is to collect that pollen, bring it, and then shake that bag of pollen. But like I said a moment ago, I will store pollen, but I get better results from not storing it, because coming straight from the plant, you don't lose anything. There's no static electricity doesn't kill anything. The cold, the change, the environment stresses, nothing kills any of that pollen. It's still 100% viable as it comes off of the plant. So that's the way I would recommend doing it. Another thing I'm going to touch on, I don't know if this is even, it is. I wrote this on my notes. I just thought of this while I was rambling. One thing I've noticed, and this may just be, I've noticed this, I've seen this. This is not, this may be bro science because I don't have a lab coat, but I've seen this. When I've got a male plant and a female plant in the same area, maybe not even in the same room, but a room apart from each other, I feel like the girl plants get a little bit stickier. They get a little bit more pistils. I don't know if that male plant is putting off some sort of pheromone or if he's saying, hey, ladies, I'm over here and I'm going to get in that room in just a few days and I'm going to let it go. But I feel like all the ladies in the room, they're getting hornier. They're expressing that they want pollination more. They get more pistils. The pistils just get more robust. They do it a little bit more quickly, and they seem like they want that pollen. It's like they know. And that may sound crazy to some people, but if I've got a male plant on this side of the door and a female plant on this side of the door, those girls get more pistils. It's like they're just smelling each other. I don't know if the male makes more pollen. That's a good, I just thought of that one. I was like, well, does the opposite happen? I don't know. I've never paid attention to that. I'm going to have to do that experiment. You guys, I want feedback in the comments. We are on YouTube. We're on Spotify. We're all over the place. Go to YouTube would be your best bet. Go to YouTube. Leave me some comments right down below. Let me know if you agree or disagree that having plants of the opposite sex in separate rooms but not able to contact each other, does that make them hornier? Do the females get stickier? Do the guys get more pollen? Do they build bigger loads? Let me know what you think in the comments. Argue right down there. My favorite comment will win a prize, so that should help out a little bit. So the main question is it better to store the pollen and then pollinate them later or to have the male just dust them? I prefer to do the male just dusting them. But that's if you want the whole freaking room pollinated also, because that's going to go crazy. That pollen will fly everywhere. It will be a dusty mess. And every pistil in the room, every bract in the room will be seeded. So be careful if that's what you're doing. If you want to just dust a few branches, dust an area, then of course get that bag of pollen, get that vial, get out your Q-tip, your paintbrush, however you want to do it, then paint up a few branches that way. But the way that I do it, I put that dude in another room, I get him flowering, I flower out the girls at their specific times in their room, then I drag the boy into the room, give him a good shake at the right time. Then, here's a free tip, excuse me for clearing the throat so much, I'm not even going to edit this episode, live to drive is what we're calling it. But after I do that pollination, I wait 5, 7, maybe 10 more days. Just keep an eye on that dude, and then you'll see that there's more pollen. It's building up. It's starting to fall again. At that point, give him a good shake or cut the top off even and go smack the lights and let that pollen rain down onto your plants, or even take tops that have male flowers on it with pollen and just rub them all over the girl plants. Maximum pollination. All right. I feel like I've answered this question and then some. NBC, I've got your email address right here in front of me. Yes, I do. So please make sure you check your email address. By the time this episode comes out, you will have a coupon code for a free pack of seeds at iredirect.com. While I'm talking about those coupon codes for those free seeds, let me throw out a little reminder, a little update, something that I was thinking about here that probably should have gone at the start of the show, but I didn't write it down. I just thought about it. These coupon codes, they do come with expiration dates. Somebody asked if they have to use that that coupon code by that expiration date. Yes. Unfortunately, I can't make those coupon codes last forever because they're in my computer system. It's technical issues technically and budgeting and finances and things like that. But anyway, I cannot extend or change the expiration dates of those coupon codes once they are issued. So yes, please do use those quickly before they do expire. And if you missed it, send me a message. I will help you out. This is the last disclaimer for that, the last chance for that. But there is an expiration date, and that is real. I can't change that, can't fix it. I just can't have free seeds floating forever. I just can't. That's hard to do accountability, accounting-wise. So they've got to have an expiration date. All right, that's enough rambling. Let's move on. I've got one more great question here. This one also came from the Grow Help tab at iregenetics.com. This one came from our new friend Tom. Nice to meet you, Tom. Tom is quick and to the point. It says, when picking a breeding project, should you top your male plants? It's an early shower. I'm just pollinating her sisters. It's an F2 now. So by doing this, would it become an F3? So there's a couple things here to talk about. Should you top your male plants? I don't top my males. I like him just to make that big, giant donkey dick pollen sack up there, just all that pollen on that one giant top. That's what I prefer. I don't top the males. It's an early show where you're pollinating its sister. So you're saying, by saying sister, did that come from the same batch of seeds? Like there was a boy, it pollinated a girl, that girl made seeds. You grew those seeds, one's a boy, one's a girl. That would equal boy, brother and sister to me. And you said those are F2s. By doing this, does it become an F3? Absolutely, yes, it does. You've been listening. You've been following along. So you, my friend, you win a free pack of seeds off of iReadDirect.com. The short part of the question is, do I top the male plants? No, I do not top male plants. That's not something I do. And then pollinating sisters to make F3. You are absolutely correct. All right, that was a quick one. Tom, thank you for the great question, my dude. That gives us time to move on to one more question. This one came from somebody that wants to be called Rozzy J. Rozzy, make sure you check that email for your free seeds at iReadDirect.com. Looks like Rozzy is also an Aussie. It says, hey, Jeff, Jay here from Australia. Love the podcast and have listened for a long time. Anyhow, I hope you are well. Big shout out to all of our Australian listeners and viewers. I just happen to be wearing a Natalie Rise shirt. Natalie happens to also be from Australia. Big shout out to Miss Rise, Rise Nation in full effect. But big shout out to the whole Australian nation, all the cannabis farmers and growers out there. You guys, you got to get that stuff legalized, get some medical or recreational cannabis going for the Australian people out there. There is a white mic in Australia. What I mean by that is I'm the ganja grower. I'm the spokesperson that comes and talks about growing and smoking, and I'll smoke on camera and I'll do this part of it. White Mike is my my partner in crime, the other side of this industry, where he's the guy that will help with city council and help write the rules and address the politicians, and he will go speak in front of those people. I'll talk to the growers. He'll speak to Babylon. We need somebody in Australia that wants to stand up and do the white mic position. I love and respect all you growers out there that want to be the grower guy. Somebody has got to stand up and be possibly the martyr. Maybe that's what you're going to make yourself. But somebody's got to stand up and say, hey, Australia, or wherever, something smaller, and then work bigger. But say, hey, we need medical cannabis here on our nation. We need that. It would help out a lot. And speak up for it. Tell them how and why, and show them what it would look like. Teach them that it's not a crime. Teach them that we're not criminals. Teach them that we smoke and we're peaceful, and it actually helps a lot of us in a medical way. Teach them the business aspect of how cannabis can be beneficial to the entire nation, to the entire island. Anyway, I wish people in Australia could have some legal cannabis. And anyway, there's a person out there that's listening that just needed that little kick. Go do it, bro. Go do it. What if you were the person that could spark legal cannabis in the whole nation of Australia and get everybody smoking? Wouldn't that be awesome? All right. That's enough of a pep talk. There is a question. It says, story leading to a question. I like that. That gives me some clarity. It says, I had four plants in my grow. One of those intersexed. I already know what you're going to say. And produced a small amount of flowers on the lowers. When I noticed, I pulled it out of the tent, but the others got pollinated and they are seeded. Now here comes the question. My question is, will the seeds from the other plants have intersex issue, or will there be some feminized or regular seeds? All right, this is a good common question. This is also one of my pet peeves, so let's touch on this one. Our friend is growing plants. One of those plants went intersex, and I love that you used the word intersex on here. That is the correct word. Thank you, because the word hermie is a pet peeve. Herm is cool. Hermie bothers me. Don't even know why, bro. So intersex was absolutely the correct word here. This plant threw male and female parts. Those male parts have now pollinated other females in the room. And the question is, what about these seeds? Are they regular? Are they feminized? Are they more herms? The answer is they are not feminized seeds. This is not how fem seeds are made. They will not be fems. I think about it this way. We know that 50% of that breeding project has intersex traits in it. We have now bred it to another plant. That means that at least 50% of the breeding has got intersex potential in that plant, in that line of seeds. So they could be intersex. They could be good seeds. They could grow some amazing magic. They could be awesome. But also, they could be straight up intersex, or they could be weird mutants. But they are not feminized seeds. To be completely clear, they are not considered feminized. What was done to make them feminized, to ensure that they are female? Nothing. And that's what we call a feminized seed, is a seed that has been produced in a proper way that we know and can guarantee that it's female. It's a long process. There's work to it. That was not done. So these are intersex bag seed that could be anything. You can grow these. I recommend you grow them. You may find the next Hot Fire. You could have the next Chem Dog, the next Girl Scout cookies in there, or you could have a bunch of intersex trash in there. Grow them. See what you've got. Don't give them away. Don't sell them. Don't share them. Just grow them yourself in your space and see what you've done. So, that's the short answer, and that is also the long answer. My buddy Rozzy J, make sure you check your email because you've got a coupon code for a free pack of seeds at iredirect.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if I did not read your question here on today's episode, please do not feel discouraged. I've got a mountain of emails. It is 3 feet tall over here. No, I'm just exaggerating. That's the paper rack. But there's a bunch of email over here to be gone through to get answered on the podcast. So if I didn't get to your message today, please do not feel discouraged. You may win free seeds on the next episode. Also, keep those grow questions coming. Go to the website, iregenetics.com. There's that Grow Help tab. Send me your questions. If I read your question here on the show, you will win a coupon code for free seeds. Everything else you could possibly need is also on that website. There's a link to iRedirect to get seeds. There's a link to the Patreon so you can support the podcast. Patreon contributors do get free seeds. Make sure you check on Patreon for all of that information. There's also a link to the merch tab. You can get a t-shirt, you can get a hat, you can get a rolling tray. If you wear your hat or your t-shirt to the Dude Grows Cup, guess what? Free gift. Come by and say hi. Make sure you tune in next week for fresh new content. I want to give a big shout out to my buddy Kurt Z. And until next time, take a fat dab and give your mama a hug for me.
Rasta Jeff, you bad motherfucker.